and welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how are you today?
I'm feeling like I need to go on vacation, Jeff.
Well, that's good because I'm about to. So I'm very, very excited. I can't wait. And I'm actually going to end up staying in one of these resorts. And we'll talk about it a little bit differently. My resort stay will be a little bit different. But tonight we're going to compare our deluxe resorts on property. We've gone through and had specific shows on each one. And tonight is where we compare them.
And there's just, this is the hardest one. We've already done our show comparing all the values. We've done our show comparing all the moderates. We left this one for last because it's the hardest one for me, in all honesty. The deluxe resorts have so many differences, and they're all so awesome that we saved it for the end.
Well, as I said that I'm about to stay too, and I am a Disney Vacation Club owner, make the distinction tonight about what we're going to talk about so folks aren't confused.
You bet. And it does get confusing sometimes because some of these resorts are just resorts. Some are resorts and DVC or Vacation Club resorts. And then some of the resorts we're not going to talk about tonight that somebody's going, she forgot Riviera. Well, Riviera isn't deluxe. It's what they call a home away from home. So these resorts are all true resort by definition. And they are the ones that are going to be what we call a traditional hotel room. Most of them are going to be two queen beds, maybe a sofa bed or a king bed and a sofa. But we're not talking about the villas that we've talked about before. We're going to do those in about 3 weeks when we compare the home away from home resorts.
So just to rattle them off very quickly, you've got Animal Kingdom Lodge. We did show 64, Beach Club, Yacht Club, was show 12, the Boardwalk, show 114. Contemporary, we did two. It was episodes 51 and 94, the Grand Floridian, episode 56. Polynesian, we did two as well, episode 21 and 83. And the Wilderness Lodge was episode 60. So if any of those are something you're interested in hearing more about outside of our comparative show, that's where you can go. Those will be in the show notes, so you can go there, especially if it's a resort you're going to stay at. But Sandy, how do you want to handle this? How do you want to jump off? Do you want to talk about the rooms first?
Well, I think I'm going to talk about why do we have two shows for some resorts?
Okay, that's fair. Go ahead.
And that is because both the Polynesian and the Contemporary in the last year to year and a half had major makeovers that were more than just some paint and some new carpet.
Correct.
And the transformation of the resorts was so great that we did an episode all about the room transformation. So if you're thinking of the Polynesian, episode 21 is going to talk about what all of our resort episodes do. How do you get around from there? What's the food like? What's the recreation? What are the amenities? And then episode 83 is going to tell you all about the phenomenal transformation that they had.
Yeah, so that's important. So as you're looking at the notes and you're clicking along with what we've got here, choose wisely, as they say in Indiana Jones. Choose wisely.
And that's why I'm ready to go on vacation, because these are all such good choices. I want to go back to all of them.
So where do you want to begin?
Where we have to begin with all of our guests. How do you make this decision? Because I always say there's no bad choice. They're all good. So how do you narrow it down?
Right.
And I think the first thing we talk about is the room size, and with that, in some cases, is the price. So two of these resorts, the Animal Kingdom Lodge and the Wilderness Lodge, are the only deluxe resorts that in their standard rooms only sleep four people. They just have the two queen beds or a king bed. They don't allow for a fifth person, unless, of course, it's a child under three. The other resorts all sleep five. And I think one of the other interesting things that we kind of saw happen in Disney is we know that Contemporary and Polynesian were the first resorts on property. These others are much newer. And so while sometimes people are like, I don't want to stay at the old one. First of all, we know how often they renovate. So nothing's old. And I love that bit of nostalgia.
Right.
But back in the day when they were building and laying these things out in 1968, 69, 70, the rooms were massive. it surprises a lot of people that I talk to learn that the rooms at the Polynesian and the Contemporary are actually larger than the rooms at the Grand Floridian. They're only AAA five diamond resort on property. So if you say to me, we need the most space, but we don't want a second room, it's going to be the Contemporary or the Polynesian where the rooms are 422 square feet. Compare that to 400 at the Grand Floridian. And as I said, the Animal Kingdom and Wilderness Lodge sleep four because they're 340 square feet and 344 respectively. So you can see that big difference in space. So that's something to definitely consider.
That's important to know. Those room sizes, that's a significant difference. 422 to 340 is a significant difference.
With that, we're also seeing them make some little changes. You know, when I started maybe 15 years ago, we'd have families of five or families of six. It was like, your only option was two hotel rooms.
Right.
Then we got some of the rooms that sleep five. We got Art of Animation, not a deluxe, but a sleep six. But in the last couple of years, they've also done two really unique things. And again, this is sometimes how you decide which resort works for you. There is an extremely limited number of rooms at the Beach Club that are what they call deluxe rooms. And they actually sleep six people, two queen beds and a queen pullout. So the rooms are a little bit more expensive. The square footage is a tiny bit larger on those because that is a deluxe offering and it sleeps six. And we just this year saw them sneak that in over at the Boardwalk. They also have a deluxe room. And again, very, very few of them. And at the Boardwalk, they are all on the concierge level. So if you're looking for a sleep six and Art of Animation doesn't appeal to you, this is a great way to do it.
When you're talking about room size and you're mentioning all of these things, you have to understand that that might be what's driving your decision-making as a traveling party, but it might not be, right? Maybe you are traveling in that group of four, and so none of that really makes much of a difference to you. Maybe you segue over to how you're getting around. Maybe that's what's more important to you, right? How many folks do you speak to, Sandy, guests that you're working with, where transportation is something that they're concerned about?
It's definitely a key component. And in the deluxe category, I'm going to say that they all have great transportation, but they're all different. As we know, Walt Disney World is almost 28 square miles. Nothing is perfectly located to everything. I happen to spend a lot of my time at Epcot. I think it's all those festivals keep me over there.
Sure.
And so I love Beach Club, Yacht Club, and Boardwalk because I can walk to Epcot. But if I'm really concentrating on Magic Kingdom, I want to be over on the monorail loop. It's got better access. They all have great access to one park. Very easy, whether it's walk, boat, monorail. With the exception, I will give the worst transportation award to the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Well,
they're the only deluxe resort that has a bus everywhere. And that's what I mean by worst, because people do sometimes hesitate over the bus. They love a monorail or walking or some other way but a bus for at least one park. And at Animal Kingdom, people are often confused, even though there are savannas at the lodge. Those savannas are unique to the lodge. They are not part of Animal Kingdom, the theme park. You cannot walk into that theme park from the resort.
No, you're not going to ride a giraffe from your hotel into the actual Animal Kingdom theme park.
Oh, you just described Annie's perfect dream.
Well, Annie, you and I can share the dream. My son will be asking about it ad nauseum over the next couple of weeks. What you've just hit on right there is really how I answer a question anytime I get asked of where's the best place to stay, right? You get that question all the time. And my response, maybe it's been colored by our conversations, is I can't give you that answer because I need to know what type of vacation you want. And so you just mentioned it. Maybe you want to be able to walk to Epcot. So the Epcot area resorts work for you. Maybe you want to be close to the Magic Kingdom. So the monorail resorts work for you. Maybe you want to just be off the beaten path and have to just relax and not worry about having to get somewhere at the fastest rate. Then the Animal Kingdom and the Wilderness Lodge might be for you. So there is no answer. There is no, this is the best resort to stay at, because all of these factors that we're talking about tonight, from the room size to the transportation that we just mentioned to what we're going to talk about next, they flavor whatever this vacation experience is that you're going to have. So you need to take all this information in, and I'm sorry, you have to make the decision that's best for your traveling party after you talk to your travel specialist. That's just the smart way to do it.
And that's it. And we can guide you through it. And even if you've been listening a long time, or if you're looking for what old shows do you want to listen to, we did one all about the best pools on property. And then we did a best of highlights. We talked about best theming, best transportation. There's just so many ways to make everything best, but on property is going to be best no matter where you pick.
So let's go through some of those bests. Let's hit them, I guess, you know, piece by piece. What would you say has the best pool out of these resorts?
Without a doubt, the best pool itself is going to be Beach and Yacht Club. They share Stormalong Bay. It's that sand bottom pool with the lazy river, with a separate sand bottom pool that the kids can play in and build castles. That is by far the best. However, some of the kids' splash zones are also really amazing. Polynesian has a great kids' splash area. Wilderness Lodge, Grand Floridian put in a second splash area with a Mad Hatter that tips water that's great. Animal Kingdom Lodge, being able to see some of the animals from the pool makes it a win for me. I always say to clients, think about, is it the right season for you to be swimming?
Right.
And how much are you there to go to the pool? And how much are you there to go to the parks? If it's your first time visiting Disney, your pool time's pretty limited. If you're like Jeff and you're going at least once a year and you've been going for 20 years, you're going to have some extra pool time this trip.
Sure. What about fireworks, right? If you're going to want to watch the fireworks from your hotel, what do you think the best way to take that in is? What's the best resort for that?
I love watching them from the beach at the Polynesian. It is that straight on view over the castle at the Magic Kingdom. But you can also see fireworks from Contemporary as well as Grand Floridian. I'm going to call Disney out on the fact that at Wilderness Lodge, they do now have a fireworks view room. It is the top floor. It does have a fireworks view. It is not the best way to see the fireworks, though. So keep that in mind.
No. And as somebody who's been in that pool with his kids at the Wilderness Lodge while the fireworks are happening, you know they're happening, but I wouldn't really say that you're seeing them. So just don't be fooled by that. You will see another show that goes by that we can talk about later, but let's talk about any kind of programming that goes on at these resorts. What would you say is your award winner for the best programming?
So all of the resorts are going to have some programming. They're going to have kids games at the pools. They're going to have movie nights. They all have some kind of painting class, but definitely my award goes to Animal Kingdom Lodge. They do a great program with a scavenger hunt, with storytelling, and it's really about embracing the African culture. Your kids can actually get a bracelet at the first event that they go to and a little bead, and each of the activities they earn an additional bead, because that, again, is really focused on that learning and as close as you can get to becoming part of that heritage.
Well, it's the edutainment factor, right? We've talked about it a million times. So they play that up as much as they can. Dining. Dining's a big one.
Are we back to talking about food again? How'd that happen?
Dining's a big one. And I think you and I are going to differ here. So I'm going to take yours first, and then I'm going to offer my suggestions too.
So these resorts all have great dining. It's hard to pick one. If I had to pick one, I'm going to do it for quantity. And that's going to be the Grand Floridian. It offers more restaurants than anybody else, as well as their quick service being a 24-hour quick service. If you've listened to our Grand Floridian episode, you also know that my absolute favorite dessert anywhere on property can be found at Narcoossee's, the Grand Floridian. So it definitely goes for a part of the award there. 1900 Park Fair with their characters, but they're all great. Polynesian is always a hit. Their character breakfast, Wilderness Lodge, again, lots of great dining there.
You still haven't hit mine. I'm just throwing it out that you still have not hit mine. I'm just saying.
Just saying. The Contemporary, the new restaurant there, but really the Contemporary is known for their fireworks view while you're eating, way up high. Boardwalk is a little bit more hit or miss, I think, on the dining, but again, lots of great options there. Flying Fish, Big River Grill, Trattoria El Forno with the Prince and Princess breakfast. Beach and Yacht Club, a little bit more unique. They've got Beaches and Cream that is well known for their kitchen sinks, so a great dessert spot. Cape May Cafe, character breakfast, seafood dinner. Yachtsman Steakhouse, all good choices. And of course, Animal Kingdom Lodge for Boma and Chico.
You finally got there for me. And the Sanaa bread service. You finally got there for me.
If you listen to that episode, go back to that episode 64, we've got some really unique things from the restaurants at Animal Kingdom. I love, it's actually the only one of all of the restaurants that I know that does a public restaurant tour free of charge. That Disney word we don't hear often, free. And so you kind of, again, that education element, you learn all about the restaurants. And once you learn it, you can't help but see it when you walk in.
All right. So after we've fed ourselves and we can't move anymore and we need somebody to massage our legs, where are we going for a spa experience?
So this one, people will maybe have an argument with me on it. Out of these resorts, the only one that has a real spa is the Grand Floridian.
What do you mean by that? Explain that for folks that don't understand.
The Grand Floridian has a spa like you would find anywhere in the country. Hair, nails, massages, relaxation room, full building spa. All of the other resorts have gyms, and in the gym, there's a room that they will send a masseuse from the Grand Floridian to do your massage in the room in the gym. So it's not that same relaxation experience that I love when I go to a spa. To me, when I'm going for a massage, it's not about that 50 minutes. It's about that hour and a half to 2 hour experience, you know, the before you get there, then the massage, then the relaxation room. So you can get a massage at any of these resorts. But to me, it's not the same as going to the Grand Spa.
A lot of these resorts are on water. They have some water that goes along with it. What would you say has the best marina?
I know that it's easy to say what's best because those that share the marina, the same waterway, are sharing a lot of the same activities available to them. So it's going to be your three monorail resorts, Polynesian, Contemporary, and Grand Floridian, as well as Wilderness Lodge is on that same body of water.
Right.
They're all going to have boats. They're going to have that access to fishing. And of course, we've talked about before that those marinas are also the perfect spot to pick up your fireworks cruise. And likewise, Boardwalk Beach Club and Yacht Club, their Boardwalk really doesn't have a marina. It has the boat stop to get you to Epcot and Hollywood Studios, but they don't ever do boat rentals from there.
Correct. I had spoken earlier about a show that I saw from the pool at Wilderness Lodge. I was talking about the water parade, and it's not fireworks, but it definitely is very visible from that particular resort. Where do you think the best place is to watch that show?
Anywhere you can see it. I love that show.
Well, talk about nostalgia. I mean, that's nostalgia.
No history. Completely. I was just going to say, it is the longest running parade in Disney history. It is also the parade that requires the fewest number of cast members to make it happen. And I love it because if you're traveling with kids and you can't do any of the backstage tours because they're too young, but you want that glimpse backstage, ride the monorail. And in between the Grand Floridian and the Magic Kingdom stop, look out. I'm going to say to your left, because that's the side that I'm usually sitting on. But look at the side that the Magic Kingdom is going to come on.
Away from the water, yes.
Away from the water, or away from the lake, I should say, because it's still going to be on the water.
Right.
And you can see into the canal where they store that parade. And during the day, if you're not paying attention, you go by quick, it's really nothing flashy. So it's really neat to go by and see these barges and silver pipe and then see it come to life at night. And that, again, can be seen from anywhere on that same lake. So our three monorail resorts and Wilderness Lodge. And even if you don't intend to see it, if you're in the resort and you've got a room that faces the lake, odds are you're going to know it's time because you're going to hear that music.
You certainly are. You certainly are. What would you say are the has the best theme rooms? I mean, I know that they're all very, very well done, but if you had to just highlight a few, what do you think is the best?
So I think Animal Kingdom has to win for best natural theme.
Sure.
There is nothing like that giraffe looking at you while you're having coffee on your balcony.
Correct, yes.
But otherwise, we talked earlier about our two resorts that have two shows to them because they've really immersed Disney movie theming into the Polynesian and the contemporary. The Polynesian is now Moana themed. But if you're not a Moana fan, it's really subtle. The characters are in there pretty subtle. It's about that color palette, the blues and the greens and the peach, and just really beautifully done decor. And then the contemporary was just redone to coincide with the 50th anniversary in Incredibles theming. And I have to say, when I heard that announcement, and even when I saw some of the preview pictures, I wasn't a fan. But now that I've been in it, I've seen the final, I stayed there. It's great. It's extremely subtle in the room itself. It's contemporary in theme of furniture. And then the Incredibles theming is super subtle. My favorite is when you open the closet and you see all of their suits kind of hanging on the back wall and their mask and gloves up on the top shelf. So those are going to be your most family-friendly themed. Obviously, the Boardwalk Resort, as a Jersey girl, I can't not give a shout out to being at the Jersey Shore. And then for me, I do love the Wilderness Lodge. It is just such a peaceful resort, and everything that they've brought in from the Southwest, their ode to the Grand Canyon in the fireplace. It is a spectacular, understated resort.
I would say that these resorts that we're talking about tonight very, very, very much create their own environment. When you go there, you can get lost in these resorts, and I think it's because they're so well themed. I think it's intentional. I think that when you go to a place like the Wilderness Lodge, you're supposed to be transported away from everything, and you feel that. When you walk into the Grand Floridian, you feel the posh nature of that resort. Boardwalk, again, you feel like you're taking a stroll down a very busy, fun experience that is, a Jersey boardwalk. So I believe that the theming in these resorts goes a very long way to establishing what type of vacation you will have. We're nearing the point in the show where I ask you what we didn't cover. And instead of asking it to you, I think I'm going to bring one up, and I know that you're going to say absolutely to this. The lobbies in
these resorts. All right, let's see, because I've got one.
The lobbies in these resorts are such an incredible feat of Imagineering in the sense that the moment you walk into each one of these lobbies, you are immediately hit with what the theming of this resort is. And so many of them are places where you can spend some time and just look. You can spend some time and just listen. You can spend some time and just smell. And I just think that to talk about these resorts and not make mention of the lobby would be a mistake. People sometimes just walk through them, and I'm telling you, spend some time in your lobby if you're staying in one of these resorts.
And I definitely agree. The lobbies are unique for each one. They really speak about the resort. If you've been to these resorts multiple times, they really mean something to you. And I'll give a quick story about the Grand Floridian for me. When I went to visit there shortly after they opened, probably about 3 weeks after their COVID reopening, I walked in and it felt incomplete to me. And I ended up talking to the greeter that was inside the lobby. And I said, I don't feel like you guys are back yet. You're missing your floral. When you walk into the Grand, you are greeted by the grandest of flower centerpieces. And it is always live flowers that are fragrant and overwhelming, probably 20 times the size you'd ever put on your own dining room table. And it's that piece that calls to me at the Grand. That's what welcomes me there. And so when I went back a couple of months later and it was there, I'm like, okay, they're back. For the Wilderness Lodge, I actually play their soundtrack when I'm having a rough day.
Sure.
Because walking into that lobby, I actually can feel my shoulders drop. That is just my relaxation place in the whole world. And it's that music, it's that openness, it's the sights of the fireplace. And again, while we're talking, I can visualize being in all of these places, right, because they are all so, so unique.
Anything else you'd like to leave the listeners with tonight before we call it a show?
I do think for me, one of the big things as we're talking about lobbies is that, to me, I'm a big resort style person. One of the things to know when you're at the Grand Floridian or the Polynesian is that at the Polynesian, there are zero rooms in the building with the lobby. There are all smaller individual outer buildings. At the Grand Floridian, there is an extremely limited number of rooms. It is their top club level in the main building. So if you love that when you get to the resort, if it's too hot out, if it's rainy, if it's whatever, that you're in these indoor hallways everywhere, then the Grand and the Polynesian might not be for you. Everything else, those other resorts, are all one building. So everything is going to come off of that lobby and those main hallways.
Good tip. Always something you should talk to your travel specialist about. And that's why we have you. Sandy, thank you for taking the time tonight.
Thanks for having me.
And that's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share, have them like and subscribe. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week. And as always, keep making memories.